fine. I'll just go
by myself.
Uh-huh. And you might say, or another way you might say, well, I'll go with that.
Somebody else.
Uh-huh. Or something like that. Now, if somebody was not coming, if they were not going away from you, you'd say they were coming straight. Instead of, you know, if somebody was coming in this direction, you know, instead of saying, if they were not coming away from you, they'd be coming
straight to me.
Uh-huh. And if you saw a car coming up the road and it was coming in your direction, that's how you'd say, well, that car's coming
straight to me.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say towards me?
Yeah, towards me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now, if you went to town and you saw somebody you hadn't seen in a long time, you might say, guess who I ran
into.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had named one of your boys the same name as your brother, for example, you'd say, well, I named that boy
after my brother. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now, if you were going, if a man was going hunting, he'd have to take along a good hunting.
Ammunition.
Uh-huh. And then if he wanted an animal to help him, he'd need the kind of animal they take when they're going hunting is a
dog.
And if you had a dog or somebody had a dog and they wanted it to attack another dog or attack a person, they might say, what would they say to that dog?
Go and get him.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. And if you saw a dog and it was a mixed breed, you know, just no particular type, you'd say that dog was a
mixed breed.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever call it a mongrel? Or have you ever heard it called a mutt or a?
Well, I don't know what call it.
What about one of those little dogs that's always barking all the time?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've seen some of those.
Yeah.
And if somebody had a mean dog and a person just insisted on going inside the fence where that mean dog was, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get
dog-bit.
And in talking about cows, you said you had cows. What would you call the male?
Bull.
Well, have you ever heard anybody?
Some of them call them boy cows and some males and some bulls.
Have you ever heard anybody say that you weren't supposed to say bull in front of a woman?
Yeah.
Oh. They'd
say man cow. Or
oh, is that what they say? Reckon why they wouldn't want to say that in front of a woman.
No. And they say it's a male.
Uh-huh. In front of a woman, that's
yeah,
what
they say, a male cow.
Mm-hmm. Reckon why they wouldn't want to say bull in front of a woman.
I don't know why they wouldn't want to say bull.
You never did, but that was true, though. They wouldn't want to.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to say that.
Isn't that
no, of course a woman knowed what a male was.
Exactly, sure. You knew what it was anyway.
Just like a male, a man being
sure.
A male.
Right. What about, if you said that you had mules. Well, now, when you had two of them working together, you'd call that a
team.
Uh-huh. And what about the kind of animals that you'd use a yoke on? Did you ever see? Looks like big animals. They look something like cows, but they like bulls. Really, they're great big, and people use yokes on them. They use them sometimes to pull plows.
Yeah. Oxen.
Uh huh. Oh, you've seen those too.
Yeah, Daddy used to have two teams of oxen.
Oh, he did.
He hauled wood with him and hauled logs to the sawmill.